life like. This is what your life like. Try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I like that, Del. What is it?
Kanye West, Follow God, is the name of the song.
So apparently Kanye's trying to get a divorce.
Oh, that's the new thing, yeah. Because Kim and Chris.
Well, Kim's trying to put him in the hospital.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but considering his public actions, might not be so wrong. But I don't know. I don't know if that's performative from Kanye or if he really has
a problem. I think he's taking Trump's game plan. Just say whatever.
Well,
doesn't matter what you say.
Well his wife is...
Talk about Harriet Tubman. People are going to have an issue, particularly the people who, you know...
It's just a heat check. Let's see.
And you know what?
Kanye's heat checks are not... Kanye's had some very... poor shot selection over the last several several years.
Are just JR always hot?
No. I'll just say over the last decade, his shot selection's been poor. On Wednesday, Kim Kardashian shared a statement in response to the recent tweets and comments made by her husband, and she was moved to make a public statement due to the stigma and misconceptions of mental health, adding that people who are far removed from such experiences often view this facet of mental health through a judgmental lens. So basically, she's like... Y'all,
he's nuts, okay? So you can't
and
judge him.
And some stuff came out about her and Meek Mill, and it's just like, man.
Not again with the Meek Mill. 903 ESPN 975. Yeah, I was going to ask you. Listen, you got...
She even said, as many of you know, Kanye has bipolar disorder. I've never spoken publicly about this and how this has affected us, but today I feel like I should comment on it.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely bipolar. There's no question about it. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Astros might be kind of okay with a 60-game season, what with not having to pay Verlander $33 million and Greinke $34 million and Reddick $13 million?
But it also comes with not being able to bring in any revenue.
However, no, I get that. They're not able to do that. However, you're getting, you're getting all of this for a lot less. Then, it's basically a third of what you were going to have to pay these guys. Mm-hmm. And which ain't such a bad thing. Now, the bad thing is that, you would have made money. I guess they're making money. Jim Crane, he talked about, man, look at my payroll, dudes. Okay. This is hard. He's getting out of this year. Now he's got another year of it. He's going to have a full year of Greinke and Verlander. But he might not have. Springer's only making a third of his $20 million. All the guys, Altuve, all of these guys are only making. You're getting. And oh, by the way, you don't have to have a full season of 37-year-old. You're getting only 2 months of Greinke and Verlander, which could be immensely more successful than 37-year-olds having a pitch of 32 starts.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to, relatively speaking, this is a huge win for the Astros with their top two guys in the rotation. Arguably, their top two guys. We'll see what McCullers does. But when you're 37 years old, 36 years old, and you only have to pitch 2 months as opposed to an entire season, and you're that good, you can be that good in this short spurt. I think this is a huge advantage, Astros.
It's a huge advantage as long as Verlander, at his age, can be properly warmed up. Is not really the phrase, but can have all the rust shaken off and be in form. In form. In soccer, to be considered a fitness level. Well, and you know what I mean by baseball. Like, is he in form already? How long does it take? Because he's a moose. So how long does it take a guy who pumps a bunch of innings and a bunch of games? Is he in form? Because if he's in form early, hell yeah, that's a monster advantage.
Well, yeah. I mean, we saw him giving up homers early last year. Remember? I mean, we were like, wow, what's the deal? But he was still really, really good. Now, here's the thing, though. How many times have we seen – see, there's the AT&T girl that you're going to continue to see, and she's popped back up again. But how many times have we seen, especially older pitchers, coming off – 200 innings, 300 strikeouts, 21 wins. I mean, and surgery. He's coming off of all of that stuff. this was a huge advantage that he had all of this time off. He was probably going to miss the beginning of the season because of the surgery. And now, well, what we've seen of him in simulated games so far, videos of him at simulated games, he looked pretty, like, he looks like he's in form already.
Isn't that isn't it crazy that he had 300 strikeouts for the first time in his career last year?
Right.
At age 36.
Yeah.
300 strikeouts, and it didn't even lead the league. Because
of the other guy.
Because of the other guy.
Yeah.
The guy I call Mr. Haircut. See how good you are without your haircut.
Mm-hmm.
A whip number of .803, which was, I mean, he did win the Cy. But he's a 36-year-old Cy Young Award winner whose numbers are the best whose whip numbers were the best ever. His best baseball has been since he's been an Astro. Since he's been an Astro, he hasn't had a whip above .90. That's a walk and hit per nine innings pitched. It's just insane. His strikeout to walk number is just, it's not even close. His number with the Astros and with Brent Strom is so much better than anything he ever did with Detroit. He was a phenomenal pitcher with Detroit. Won a Cy Young there with Detroit. Finished second in voting for Cy Young twice. I mean, but he was a Cy number two in 2018, number one last year in terms of Cy, won the Cy. Now he's coming off everything that you talked about. I'm trying to find any metrics because I forgot for a second that he was such a dominant killer. I'm trying to find any metrics that might tell you that he is fading. And the only thing you can look to is postseason.
His postseason. That's he the only faded thing. In the postseason.
But you know,
But again, another huge advantage Astros.
Right.
He's only going to be 2 months into the season.
Yeah. To your point, is that also a huge advantage for Clayton Kershaw?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I'd say that.
He's getting up there.
I'd say that you have two concerns with the premier SP1s. And that would be, can they get out of the gate quickly into dominant form? Is the negative concern, like, can they get there quickly? Because over the long haul, greatness wins out. Over a 7-game series, the best team usually wins. In one game, anything can happen. In a shorter season, you know, we know over 162, the Justin Verlanders of the world are going to eventually get there, even if they start slow. You start slow and you're a premier pitcher. That's a huge concern for your team because then somebody else is going to have to make it up. But the flip side of that is once you get to the postseason, there's nobody who's wearing down. Like the wear down factor is not going to be a thing, especially for bullpens. That's another thing. You know how the Astros always had good bullpens all the way through the season? They were even, you know, AJ was knocked on for going to his bullpen too soon and maybe not getting more out of his starters. I know from 2015 moving forward until he got Verlander and Cole, who could really, you know, go more innings. But you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to worry about about your bullpen being dead. That's not really going to be a thing either, unless you just really are hammering the same guy over and over.
Right. And the problem with Dusty was he wore out his arms. And so we're not going to have that. So which is really, really good. No, all of this points. I think the tip of it moved a little bit because I was just thinking of Verlander versus Cole in game one.
I don't want it to move.
Well, I was just, what about, okay, in 2 months, we're going to see Verlander Cole in game one, Astros Yankees.
If it pairs up that way.
It will in the ALCS.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to the ALCS. Yeah. Well, once again, if it pairs up that way.
It'll pair up that way.
If it pairs up, you want it to, but they're going to have to. They can't just have long delays waiting where if Verlander has to go, because you could have one of these teams kind of shave down.
No, the Astros will cruise in. The Yankees will cruise in into the postseason, and it's going to set up just fine. The Astros will get through Tampa.
Well, you brought this up previously. So of the 30 experts at ESPN who picked teams to win the World Series,
none.
Seven or eight different teams were mentioned.
Yep.
And the Astros were not one of them.
Not one of them.
Now, the first thing on my mind because...
And they're the third favorite.
The first thing on my mind because we're the defensive Houston fans is, okay, these are different experts who are subconsciously biased against them because of all the stuff that went down. However, if we look at it subjectively, or objectively, I should say, you do have a new manager, right? Because the last one was perfect for this team. We don't know if Dusty's perfect. Dusty's more old school. This is a more new school lineup. So you got a new manager, you got a new GM. You lost Gerrit Cole, who I would argue was the best pitcher on the staff, despite the fact he didn't win. By the end of the year, there was no doubt who you wanted on the bump. It was Gerrit Cole. You lost Gerrit Cole. Peacock, Will Harris, big losses in the grand scheme of things. There is no Yordan right now and no word on when he's coming back. There's no Urquidy and word on when he's coming back. I mean, there are some legitimate concerns here that would that I could see why people would say, you know what, I don't see how the Astros can be as good as last year. And maybe some would say even close to as good. I don't really buy into it. The only ones I'm concerned about a little bit, honestly, as much as crazy as this is like Peacock and Will Harris, just getting you through. Because I don't love 4 and 5 with your starting rotation. 1, 2, and 3 I like. I don't love 4 and 5, so I think you're going to be going to the bullpen. And you need those guys who can excel in inning 6, 7. Presley and Osuna are your 8, 9 guys. And I don't know how good Osuna is going to be. I assume Presley will bounce back into form. Osuna just, to me, has just not felt like he's going to be
a guy.
You're
going to get some surprising arms. You're going to get Paredes.
Maybe.
Maybe. And Austin Pruitt is going to come back. A Cy Snead.
You're looking forward to Cy Snead.
Well, but listen. So there's a reason Cy Snead is up. And just because this is baseball. Sometimes it takes a couple of years.
I want the explosive arm like Paredes. With the explosive. That's what Josh James had when he came up.
Yeah. And then the, not the Torres kid, the other kid that came up, was it Scrub? Scrub was struck out 5. And all 5 outs were strikeouts. That's pretty good. I don't know if you heard. That's pretty good. It was the Royals, though. 9-13, you have to take everything that happened this week with the Royals with a grain of salt. They suck. 9-13, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 ESPN975. Yes, so I figured out that why, and you know what? I don't know if I can blame him. Why Pennsylvania didn't want the Blue Jays. Did you see this? Their catcher, Reese McGuire. Apparently, he was in Florida, in Dunedin, Florida, where they have their spring training. And in February, he was caught roughing up the suspect in his car.
Which suspect? In what case?
It was a case of indecent exposure.
Oh, in that case.
That case, yeah, actually.
I know who the suspect
was. Police report says they saw McGuire with his shirt barely covering his genitals and his sweatpants around his ankles when they arrived on the scene. Cops say during questioning, McGuire told them, I'm sorry. This is really embarrassing. I really shouldn't have been doing that. Couldn't wait. He's a major league catcher. He has a career 297 batting average. He's a big toe guy, but now I know him. You know how I always say this? You have a defining moment, like Najee Davenport has a defining moment. Kellen Winslow. Well, he's got a lot of just defining moments, but one is Tubbo Vaseline. Now, Reese McGuire has every time he comes to the plate, I'm going to think about him roughing up the suspect with his sweatpants around his ankles.
I guess, fortunately for Kellen, you're probably never going to see him in a public place again, considering the tub of Vaseline wasn't his last moment.
No.
Oof.
Man, no. No, you know, you have to think of 80-year-olds as well when you think of Kellen. Yes. Kellen's really, you know, his defining moments are
horrific.
Many. Yeah.
Like Reese's, this is a funny, embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
Kellen is a different story altogether. But is he on the? But he's on the clearly on the major league roster, so we're going to see Reese McGuire this year.
Well, he had his charges. Probably. Yeah, yeah, we're going to see him. I don't know where we'll see him, but because they don't have a stadium. But the charges now have been lessened. It was reduced to a second-degree misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. So it kind of was disorderly, I would think. I think it was a little disorderly. I don't know. I don't know what kind of rhythm he's in. I don't know.
I can't keep doing this stuff. Oh, Your Honor. Order. What kind of rhythm he was in? I mean, we have got to get Raheel back so I can get out of here.
I've got to have him. I don't know. We have to look at the police report closer to see if it was disorderly.
Lance, at some point, you've got to step in and disavow John's hate speech.
Do you think that the police report is going to feature the rhythm he was using?
Well, if it's disorderly, then maybe that's misleading. That charge is misleading.
I don't think disorderly conduct means... I think we all know it doesn't mean that.
What about the Astros?
Yeah. The Astros.
What are you talking Blue Jays baseball? This is their problem. They've got no home. They're a bunch of travelers. We'll play anywhere. We don't care where we go.
As long as I can touch myself.
As long as I can... I can't believe what you did there. You're in a parking lot grabbing yourself and fixing it about.
The Shelbys don't do this.
And the next time we see you, we hope that you'll have your pants around your waist and not your ankles.
Hopefully.
Or we'll challenge you to another bare-knuckle brawl. Where are the Travelers going to play? Where are the Toronto Travelers playing?
How about that? Changing their name to the Nomads. Yeah, the Gypsies.
You can't say Gypsies.
What do you mean you can't say Gypsies? What do you mean? You
can't say it.
You have to say Travelers.
They don't like it.
Gypsies is a slur now.
They don't appreciate it.
Against Gypsies?
Has a negative connotation.
Yeah. It means they're kind of gypsy-ish.
Yeah, when you say that word, it's not a compliment.
Yeah.
That's what they are, the gypsies.
That's not the name they
Why can't they be gypsies anymore?
That's not the name they adopted.
They're travelers with caravans.
Well, how do you know they don't like it? Who knows a gypsy? No one knows any gypsies.
I'm a gambler. I'm a long way from
gypsies don't have any internet. They don't care.
If you don't like me, just leave me alone.
Every time I've seen...
You're missing songs from Europe now.
And singing gypsy songs.
Whatever.
It's Irish songs.
You missed...
It's never going to top
songs.
Songs
from the pub.
It's never going to top Songs of the South.
Songs of the South is the best, but Songs from the Pub.
Well, he's got to put three songs
together. I'm a rambler. I'm a gambler. I'm a long way from home. Gypsy songs.
I can't say that word.
Yeah. Traveler songs.
No.
And if you don't like me, then leave me alone.
It's on tape. You can't do anything about it. Gypsies don't have internet, so they don't care.
They're not the Amish. Everybody has internet now.
No, not the gypsies. They don't have a home.
They
have it in their cars?
Homeless people have phones
and
data plans now. I see people, I don't know, I can't be sure it's data plans, but I see people all the time where I used to, in like a Starbucks when you used to be able to go in and stay, who would have their phones plugged in. They'd have bags of stuff next
that's
to
all
them.
Fine.
And they'd have a
I want to see evidence of one gypsy saying, we don't want to be called gypsies. I want to see that evidence.
Every time
why no one says it? Because no one admits they're a gypsy.
Well, because they don't call themselves
that. But they're gypsies. That's what they are. They go from town to town in skirts and they do what? Stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Now.org. The G word isn't for you. How gypsy erases.
I want to see where a gypsy says, I don't want to be called
Romani
a gypsy.
Women. And there's a thing, National Organization of Women said, do not say gypsy.
None of them are gypsies.
Okay.
I want to see one gypsy saying that.
Why it's time to stop saying gypsy. The Mindful Mermaid said this.
Is the Mindful Mermaid a gypsy?
Well, they don't consider themselves that, so they would never say it.
That's right.
They're not.
No one considers themselves a gypsy, so you can say it.
The harmful.
Who are you harming if you, you're not talking about me because I'm not a gypsy.
But who are you talking
about? Who are you harming?
Who are you talking about then?
I am talking about them, but they just won't admit it.
What?
But they don't care because they're saying, that's not me you're talking
about. Here's some other articles.
The only one that doesn't want you is someone who's not a gypsy.
Oh, it does feel like a lot of these articles being written are by non-gypsies.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying.
The Romani are the people who you would call Gypsy.
Right.
So you have to find Romani people and ask them if they don't want to be called that.
Okay, well, here's somebody, the Mindful Mermaid said why it's time to stop saying Gypsy. Here's another one from bitchmedia.org. It's the harmful history of Gypsy.
What is it called?
Is Gypsy a slur? Bitch Media.
Oh, okay.
From August 11th.
There's a credible source.
Grammarphobia says, is Gypsy a slur? We don't think any of the three senses of... Oh, hold on a second, John. We may have some people who back you.
Thank you.
In the quilting world, there's a popular design named Gypsy Wife. When a woman recently posted a photo of a nice one she made to Facebook page, she was lambasted for using the term Gypsy because of the complaints. She removed the photo. Is Gypsy a slur? This is the question to Grammarphobia. Grammar, etymology, usage, and more brought to you by Patricia T. O'Connor and Stuart Kellerman, who are considered the experts probably. The answer.
Does Stuart Kellerman seem like a gypsy to you?
No, but he seems like an expert in the field. He said, this is a complicated and sensitive issue question. Some people who identify themselves as ethnically Roma, also Romani, are offended by gypsy. And most standard dictionaries have reservations about using it to mean Roma. What's more, the uncapitalized gypsy has meanings that are ultimately derived from the original sense but no longer have ethnic or racial associations. Our conclusions are that the gypsy with a capital G is offensive to some people and should be used with caution, except by John. Meanwhile, the non-ethnic uses of gypsy,
what I'm using
lowercase
it.
G.
Lower. I did I ever say capital G gypsy?
Did
I ever say capital G gypsy?
You didn't say lowercase gypsy either. You left it up for interpretation.
No, I was always lowercase gypsy. I never capitalized the G. Only in God do I capitalize the G.
It's not true. He was gypsy. Always saying lowercase G for gypsy.
I've never heard him say it.
Yep, lowercase gypsy, lowercase G. That's what I said.
So who would you classify as a lowercase G?
You know, people, nomads. No, yeah, that's who.
Well, Tyson Fury, he calls himself the Gypsy King.
Yeah, he's the Gypsy King.
Okay. He seems fine with it.
Yeah.
I call him the traveler.
You want to fight Tyson? You want to take on Tyson
Fury over this? They do call themselves travelers, though. Like, they have, that's why they call themselves travelers. That's another word for it, travelers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm fine with that. I don't care. They can call themselves whatever they want.
King of the Gypsies is what he's considered.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He calls himself Gypsy King.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes, what?
And he's okay with Gypsy.
That's one person.
And he can even get the capital G if
he
wants.
That's one person.
Because he's one.
I don't know if Tyson Fury speaks for every Romani person or even if he is Romani, but that's just one
lowercase G, Del.
What does that mean?
It's case closed.
Here's what he said. In 2016, he goes, for example, the boxer declared, I'm a Gypsy and that's it. I'll always be a Gypsy. I'll never change. I'll always be fat and white, and that's it. I'm the champion, yet I'm always thought of as a bum. His family has strong boxing heritage.
He does look like the typical tomato can.
The 31-year-old whose wife Paris shares his traveler heritage, see, there's the friendly name, is called Traveler.
Or Gypsy with a small lowercase g.
More distantly related to two legendary bare-knuckled boxers, Uriah Burton and Bartley Gorman, both of whom were dubbed King of the Gypsies, inspiring Fury's moniker.
Mm-hmm. There, see?
See what?
Case closed.
See what?
It's already, I win.
We've had this discussion already. I'll call people whatever they want to be called.
By the way.
He wants to be called that, fine.
Yeah, he wants to be called that.
And other people don't want to be called that,
and
I won't call him that.
He can even use the capital G, but I'm not going to. I'm going to use a soft G.
Here, Google, go to YouTube.
Not the hard G.
During one of our two-minute breaks, I'll bring up some bare-knuckle fights between travelers. You can find, I have been on that before. That rabbit hole of bare knuckle challenges between families that go back like 7 decades. And now, because of the disrespect you showed my grandfather in 1971, I would like to fight. And then you got some guy who's 46 fighting an 18-year-old in some road in Ireland somewhere. There's a road and the travelers are fighting each other. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Oh, look, another video that's. Oh, if you like that one, you might like this one, Lance.
Ooh, I got one right here. I got one right here. Ooh.
See?
Oh, yeah.
There's a traveler fight.
There is a traveler fight. All right, 927. By the way, we found out that the Houston consulate, by the way, they were accused of the med center stealing COVID cures from the med center, which is why they shut it down. They shut down Houston because we have what? The med center. Thank you. Good night. Oh, look at this bare knuckle fight. Goodness gracious. All right, 928 ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, we're in a bare-knuckle rabbit hole right here, right now. Oh, he knocked him down. Let me see it again. Boom, boom. Wow. Oh, my. That is awesome. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Now shake hands, boys. Shake hands, boys. And say something to the Blue Jays. We challenge the Astros to a bare knuckle brawl. Well, they're actually playing. Well, the Astros are just a baseball team. You guys aren't actual travelers, Blue Jays. You just don't have a place to play.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actual. This isn't bare knuckle brawls, and you're not the Gypsy Kings or Travelers, or this is not your caravans. You're fighting for a caravan. This is not something from the movie Snatch. You are actually a baseball team, and you have to play games. Because we don't have a home. This is how you treat us. No, you don't have to use Irish accents. You're just the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, you do, though. You do, though. You kind of do. Man, look at Kyle Stanley off to it. -6 through -9. Kyle Stanley. How about that? You guys, did you guys take him this week?
No, I stayed away from Kyle Stanley.
You stayed away?
I thought that was best.
I got Patrick Rogers this week. Keith Mitchell. Thank you. Good night. 713-780-3776. We got all kinds of gypsy references. I'm sorry. There's a TV show called My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. Okay.
When was that TV show made?
I don't know when it was made.
You think it's made now? Or at least with that name?
I hate you guys right now. Why, Christina? What did we do?
Because she loves the Blue Jays.
Oh, because of the what?
She loves the Blue Jays.
Oh.
She's a huge Blue Jay fan.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's a Blue Jay thing.
Oh, that's right. There is one.
There is a fan.
There is a fan. Congratulations on your team not having anywhere. How about a week? They've got a week because they play. I think they play the first six on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they? So they got a week to find a place where they can go and play. They should have just taken Buffalo in the first place. Buffalo said, come on.
Now, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for proximity's sake.
Well, and here's the thing that nobody's talking about. I heard yesterday, San Antonio, they can go down there and play. No, you got to play. They're playing. The reason that they're playing season is American League East versus National League East. They got to be up there.
They got to be in the East somewhere.
Yes, yes.
That's where they play.
Yes. That for travel and all of that, all safety and everything else.
West
Buffalo
Virginia.
Was perfect.
What about West Virginia?
What stadium are they going to play in? They don't
wherever
have a baseball
West Virginia
stadium.
Football plays.
What?
Wherever they play West Virginia football.
No, they can't. That's not a baseball stadium.
Maybe West Virginia has a college baseball
team.
They
do have a college baseball team, but it's a college baseball stadium.
And the Blue Jays have said they want to play in a
They want to play stadium. In a pro stadium. Apparently it's the Orioles now that they're looking to share with. But how are they going to do home games when they both have a home?
Their
when
schedules.
They both have home games?
What do you... How are they going to share this? Are they just going to completely revamp the schedule?
That's why you could have your own Buffalo.
Too bad what you want a pro stadium. Too bad.
I don't
Travelers.
Know. AJ made a pretty good point yesterday. He said, you know, I went to a minor league game.
Don't diddle yourself in a parking lot somewhere and you can have a home. No one wants you.
I don't think it's because the catcher did it. If they played at the Orioles, when they played each other, just depending on whose schedule at home would wear the home jersey. It's not that difficult.
No, but how do you share locker rooms when you're both home that day? You got to play at 1 or noon and the other team plays at 7.
A little bit of
are you
COVID
in their
concern.
Locker room and you got to get out of their locker room and the other team shows up at 3. I mean, there's a lot of logistics.
Put the other team in a suite like the Red Sox did. If the Orioles want to host them, they'll find a way.
Yeah.
It's not that everyone, I get it logistically, but if the Orioles want the Blue Jays there, they will find a way to get it done. I'm not worried about logistics with that because they'll do it. They'll find a way. They always do. How did the NBA find a way to make their thing work? They paid for it and had a bubble. They had the money to figure it out. We'll see.
Did you guys happen to see this woman who pours gasoline into this car and then lights it? Lance, you want to see this? See, here's a woman.
I saw you watching this earlier.
Listen to this. Watch this. She's pouring gasoline into the car. Now she takes out a match and she puts her
right
whole
there?
Face.
Oh my God.
And it blows up and she gets knocked back into a car. It's a parking lot. And she's lighting this car on fire.
Has she not even seen like movies where you use a
car.
Trail?
I mean, you want to talk
okay.
about. Yeah.
Whose car is that?
I don't
know. Boyfriend, husband, mortal. Oh,
gotta
enemy,
be husband. It's in a par- it looks like it's in an apartment complex.
Well, these are the four: boyfriend, husband, mortal enemy, or neighbor she hates.
No. It's husband. He's diddling, only not alone. It's in an apartment complex. He's at his hoe's house, and she's.
Well,
like,
you know the story on this?
No,
I'm. Telling oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, and she says, "Oh, well, how's this? I'm going to light your car on fire." While you're
so this is what you're so you're supposing that she set a car on fire because it's a husband. She followed that husband over to an apartment complex, poured well, that in the car because she wasn't able to get in the car somehow.
She was
maybe
able.
She
to
had
get
another
in.
Key fob.
Unless she just
you might
she,
be
unless
on
we the, we didn't see her breaking that back window. That's a possibility.
But the doors. Oh yeah.
No.
Yeah,
she's doing
possible.
It through the back window. She might have broken
that
the back
makes
window.
A lot of noise.
But I don't
though,
see glass
it?
Around it, so
if
I don't.
You're
no,
going
man,
to
probably not.
Pour gas and create an. If you're going to pour gas and create a fire, do you really want to break a window and draw attention?
How about she puts her whole whole arm and face into it while she's lighting a match into a gas-ridden car, and it blows her back.
And the fire blasts in her.
Blasts
face
her,
too.
And she and in her face. And, but she seems to be okay because she goes back and gets the gas can.
Hair, eyebrows, well.
Everything's gone. Yeah.
Got to get the evidence.
Everything's gone. Well, and I think that's pretty good evidence that she might have done this.
You think the husband goes, God, you're never going to believe what happened. I was at work today and my car caught on fire.
Hmm.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So listen, I'll come home soon and see you. I'm just going to be staying at my friend's house right now.
Yeah, for... Until all my hair, facial hair grows back.
Until all my eyebrows and eyelashes grow back.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to your face today? Nothing. I just decided to shave off all of my eyebrows, the front of my hair, and all of my eyelid hair.
David's proud. David is proud of her for wearing her mask. She was wearing her mask. But you know what? I kind of feel like masks now in that use... I'm not proud of her for being, you know, socially conscious. I think she's wearing a mask so no one sees her face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, like mm-hmm. like bank robbers use a mask.
I'm still not understanding people wearing their masks in their cars. It's still
no. It
I still every once in a while I'll drive around and look and like, why you got the thing where you pull it up around your neck and you're
well,
like, what are you
and
doing?
We were walking. My wife and I, or we were riding, whatever. And there was a couple walking down the street. Yeah, we were riding. And there was a couple walking down the street, young couple, like they were 18, 19. They're holding hands, walking down the sidewalk with masks on.
Maybe they don't trust each other.
They are holding hands. I'm pretty sure they were doing other stuff.
Maybe it's not about protecting themselves from each other.
You can do other stuff with masks on,
but you're
too.
Not near anyone else. When you get near someone else and you go inside, as opposed to if you're walking down a sidewalk, you don't need a mask.
Well,
where are you going to catch it? It's going to come out of do people think that it just comes off of a tree
I tell you what,
and hits you?
When I'm outside walking or jogging in the neighborhood during the day, I don't wear a mask, but I will...
No,
if I see someone approaching me, I will move the 6 feet away.
Okay, that's exactly it.
So I don't know. I didn't see your sidewalks. I don't know the room on the sidewalk.
No, well, it was in River Oaks we were riding.
Yeah, so
they were
know.
Big sidewalks.
I don't know.
They were the only people on the street.
Hey, I wear a mask whenever, however you like it. Man, do whatever, as long as you're wearing it. I don't care.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Let's get Lorenzo in here. He wants to break down the video. What do you say, Lorenzo?
Hello?
Yeah, Lorenzo.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Okay,
man?
Look, you guys haven't been with enough crazy women before, man. You got to break down the video. The evidence is there. It wasn't a husband. It had to have been a boyfriend. Why? Because that car is burnt to a crisp. A husband and wife know that they're probably going to work it out, and they're going to have to reinvest in a brand new vehicle. A bitter girlfriend is assuming that you're off messing with somebody else, and she's never going to see you again, so... You're not going to have a brand new car if you're going to be messing around on her. Then look at the gas can. The gas can looks brand new. a husband and wife and an actual house, they're going to have a gas can already. She bought that the day of for the scene of the crime. The evidence is there. Stop ignoring the evidence, guys.
See, Lorenzo is why certain people are made to be detectives. Like, certain people can pick up on the clues. That's very astute.
That is.
He put together. Because I could see,
although
wife, angry wife could be slash tires, probably. Oh. Carrie Underwood already told you what she'd do. She'd take that key and key your car and take a bat and hit it and break it apart and all that. Remember that song she did? If you mess with me, I'm going to beat
when you cheat.
Yeah.
Song about dudes cheating.
I don't remember that.
Play that song.
I remember.
We're glorifying
Sunday Night
property.
Football song. That's the only one I know of her.
Listen to her. Listen to what she says. If you cheat on me, I'm going to destroy your car. But, I think what's interesting to Lorenzo's point is all these things can be fixed. You can't fix charred car.
No, but you also got... Okay, so you're trying to tell me is that there's no nut job wives. Okay.
Here, listen to this. Listen to what she'll do to your car. Brett Myers. Listen to what she's going to do to this guy's car.
All four tires. So what she has chronicled. So what she chronicled is she would take a key to your car. She would cut into the leather seats. She would take her bat to all of your headlights and glass. And then she would slash all four of your tires.
All right. So if we have anybody who works in an auto body shop listening right now, I'd like an estimate on that amount of damage. We got four new tires. We need a leather upholstery. We have to reupholster the leather. There's going to be, you're going to have to buff out and redo paint on, let's just say, side door. Let's say the entire front panel, door, and back panel, and then both headlights.
I'll tell you what, I just got my car back from an auto body shop. Now, it wasn't near the damage. Now it's a different car. I don't know. And apparently, German parts are more expensive. Now, insurance took care of most of it, but the initial estimate was over $4,000 for just a couple dents.
Yeah.
No. Man.
I'm telling you right now, Lorenzo, I got to rethink this, because if you're a wife and if you're going both headlights, I don't think you're thinking about getting together or back together, but maybe subconsciously you are. Both headlights, you now have to get four new tires, which are expensive. They're expensive.
And
if he had a souped-up four-wheel drive, he probably spent money on those shoes.
He's making assumptions about a gas can, too. I never owned a gas can in my life.
You didn't?
Nope. Never.
Did you ever run out of gas on the freeway?
No, because you know why?
I have more than one.
Because I'm not you. I get gas when I need before. It.
Yeah. Sometimes you just...
No. No, no, I never did that. I've never, ever, ever, ever done that.
Sometimes you pull a Kramer. You see how far you can push it.
No. And sometimes you actually get gas when you need it.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I am. I don't like it when it's less than half full, but that's just me.
But other people are different, and yeah.
No, but there are people like us that never owned a gas can.
I have owned one, but I don't carry it with me because I don't run out of gas. But it's really for the lawnmower more than anything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't own a lawnmower.
Well, we know you're a kept man. We understand.
No. No.
Yes.
There's no reason to own a gas can.
Well, if you cut...
There is.
You know how many people cut their own grass here?
Ooh.
Not many.
Oh, okay.
Not many.
Some people take... It's a source of pride to cut their grass. I don't get it. I hate mosquitoes, so I don't do it anymore. But people love cutting their grass.
I ain't doing all that. What I'm doing is CBD oil from American Shaman. American Shaman is awesome. They used science, the best of nature enhanced by science. CBD oil is natural, but then how does it get into your bloodstream? That is awfully important because it's oil and it doesn't mix with water. But wait, water soluble. That's what American Shaman has developed, and that's why their CBD oil is better than all the others. They've got 31 American Shaman. Listen, stop into an American Shaman shop or visit them online at shop.com. CBDTX.com. They're not afraid to give you free samples either over there. That's what they absolutely will. It'll help relieve everyday stress, inflammation. You'll be more calm, relaxed, positive, healthy mood. I love it. I really do. I'd never taken it before this month, and I've been taking it, and it's sweet. Quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep, healthy immune system, all of it. They're locally owned and operated, over 30 locations in the Houston area, and they can help with joint pain, muscle pain, migraine, stiffness. They can even help your pets. There's a whole section of CBD oil for your pets. Shop CBDTX.com. From Katy to Beaumont, Corpus to Galveston, and all points in between. Shop CBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Want to wish Nicole Zierlein a happy birthday yesterday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. I celebrated by playing golf. I celebrated her
birthday by playing golf.
Yep, I sure did. So happy birthday, Nicole.
Do you know that I got, this is what a good husband I am. I got Rhett Miller to sing her favorite song to her, a video. He sent it to me.
The guy you hate?
I don't hate him. Was it on Cameo? Did you pay for it?
No. It was not. He doesn't do Cameo.
He sang the...
You know, a good husband I am? Fearless husband. Don't care. Because you know what? You get the wife, the kids, the mother-in-law, the bills. You get all of it. You take one, you get it all. That's my rule.
What if he's just renting it?
Good luck, everybody. I'll be like a casino.
What if he's only renting?
Tap on the shoulder, the blackjack dealer. Like,
I'm out.
Oh, good luck, everyone. That's what I'll do. Okay, good luck, guys. It's been great dealing to you. Go take my break.
So, yeah, but he doesn't want to move in. He just wants to rent. That's all.
You got to keep
just leasing.
1, 2, 3, no backs. Goodbye.
Anyway, congratulations. Y'all went to Riel?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And LeShane, how is
that? Socially distanced, masks and everything. That scumbag was good. He's he sent a couple new sandwiches over. He's delving into your people's territory.
Parmesan?
Chicken parms.
Chicken parms.
Well, he's going to do
a little chicken parm.
But he's got some sandwich stuff coming too. So,
I want a sausage and peppers.
We had a good time. The wife hadn't had any drinks for like 30 some odd days. So
she had a few. She hung over today.
I think it hit her though.
No,
I know it did.
Good, good.
I had to slow the train down at the end.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
We don't need any more. How'd the kids like? Real. Did they enjoy
it? Yeah, they didn't go for the time in a row. They didn't get to go.
So they're that streak remained alive?
Yeah. The streak of having fun there.
Without the kids?
I don't like this. Oh, I got it. Here's an easy solution. You never get to go ever. How about that? And it will always be fun 100% of the time. How about that batting average? 100% fun, 0% kids messing with you. I'm on the Dell train on that one.
Oh, my. Should have been on that train 6 times.
No, they're blessings.
Yeah.
6 times. I'm watching the video, like, up close to this lady getting blown up when she tries to blow up this car. Like, her hair, everything looks way different after she has
After that, she gets blown up?
Yeah. Okay. After she gets blown up. That's how you know that this is big trouble. When you squirrel out of there and you go back to get all your stuff that you did to... No, there's broken window. She did break out that window. This is girlfriend. This is not wife.
So
he was right.
So Antonio Brown looks like he's going to be back in the NFL. Did you see the note that he wrote to the NFL? It was directed. He did an Instagram post.
So you think this looks like he's going to be back?
Well, it looks like it. Here's what Antonio said. I have complied with each and every ask of your investigations throughout the past 11 months. You have had access to all of my phones. You know what the deal is in each and every situation that the media has distorted. I have been seeing the therapist you asked me to. I have worked on all aspects of my life this past year and have become a better man because of it. The fact that you refuse to provide a deadline and the reason for the fact you won't resolve your investigations is completely unacceptable. I demand you provide me clarity on this situation immediately if you really care about my well-being.
You know, when he reads, Dell, when he goes into this voice for Antonio Brown, this means there's zero chance Antonio Brown wrote this. That's John's. Can we get some chance Antonio Brown said this voice.
Let's get Antonio Brown Twitter and see. And see if there's any difference. Let's see if there's any difference in the writing between that. There are slight differences in previous Antonio Brown posts and this one. Slight differences.
You want to leave it at that? You want to get into that at 10 o'clock, 10:01 when I'm gone?
No, let's do it with you right now, NFL guy.
So,
Del, do you have any? Can you delve in?
Delve into what?
To Antonio Brown's Twitter. To find some AB. Oh, I know. Just go to AB84.
Yeah, just go to his Twitter. I'm sure he's got plenty of jewels.
There are plenty of them. Let's see tweets and replies from Antonio Brown. Now he did tweet out. At this point, the risk is greater than the reward. Thank you, everyone who've been part of this journey. There's a lot of misspellings, but not great grammar. I thank you for everything. Life goes on. 84. Now it just seems to be just a hair different than what he wrote on Instagram here.
I think the real test is when you hear Antonio Brown, maybe not in an agitated state, but when he's feels like he needs to get a message across, how different does that play out than when something is written? Does it seem like it's coming from the same person?
No, that was his. You know what? And that was his lawyer writing that.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it's probably the best bet to have your lawyer write that as opposed to you pop it off. And maybe it not being taken the right way. So if his lawyer wrote it, so be it. I mean, but are we done with Antonio Brown now? Do we have to worry about him being a Texan?
I don't think we will worry about Antonio Brown being in the NFL.
No, I don't think we will either. But I kind of feel like I would like him on the team. I do. I kind of feel like the Texans would be a better football team if Antonio Brown was on it.
If Antonio Brown would know... Madden Antonio Brown, like John Madden, where you don't worry about personality,
right.
Like conflicts or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just what's his overall rating? 91. Cool. What's his separation rate? What's his speed rating? Cool. Yeah. Life's always better when you just get to do it in Madden and it's not real life and there's no, well, you do have injury issues in Madden, but you don't have to worry about Bill O'Brien fighting Antonio Brown at some point. Do you think there could at some point be a serious verbal altercation between Bill O'Brien and Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I mean, like life-threatening. Yes.
I would make that a big favorite.
Yeah, I would too.
Barking at Bill O'Brien on the sideline and O'Brien with his play sheet because he's taking over play calling duties again, turns around and tells him to shut the bleep up. And they get into each other's faces. I can, in my mind, that seems like a very natural course of action.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown was really, really good.
Yes.
But he is just not, that juice is not worth the squeeze.
I don't know. I don't know whether or not Antonio may have learned something. I don't know. Because I read his this Instagram post.
What has he learned?
His Instagram post.
He seems that the fact that you won't resolve your investigations is a completely unacceptable. He understands unacceptable behavior now. I demand you provide me clarity on this situation immediately if you really care about my well-being.
He is a unemployed football player. Is he in a position to demand anything from the NFL?
Yeah, well, here's the problem is that it's because of, you know, the sexual misconduct accusations, the physical altercation with the moving truck driver, with the yelling at then the profanity at the police.
The farting on doctors?
The farting on doctors. He's probably facing some kind of suspension from the NFL. But so any team is going to have to put up with that, too. On top of having to put up with a possible, you know, nut job in Antonio Brown, you're going to have to put up with the fact that he might not be there.
If an NFL team expressed to the league that they wanted to sign Antonio Brown, I'm pretty sure maybe the investigation would speed up. I wonder if the NFL is like, you know what? Until someone even wants him, why do we even have to go?
Well, apparently there was an investigation though.
And what?
He's asking them for his own. It's unacceptable that it's taking this long because he needs to know the outcome so that all the teams will be aware. And then they can make their decision based on that.
Who couldn't play because of a helmet. Don't you think that he's going to have a problem?
Oh, so are you calling J.J. Watt a nut job?
He couldn't play football because of a helmet.
Well, J.J. Watt can't because of a face mask.
J.J. hasn't missed a game.
Because of a face mask.
J.J.'s going to turn so fast on that thing.
No, he's not playing if he has to wear a shield. He's not playing.
We'll I hope so. I hope he stands his ground.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do.
You really don't want the Texans to win.
You want to go flex on social media, stand with?
Yeah, you don't want the Texans to win any games?
I don't mind JJ being vocal about safety, player safety, because that's important. But now that he said it.
I'm not playing if there are no fans, said LeBron, and then immediately, I'm playing.
But now that JJ has said that he doesn't like a face shield, because when he tried to do it in his second year, it got all fogged up. I mean, you know how long ago that was? I mean, of course the technology couldn't have gotten better. But let's remove that from the equation. I hope he stands his ground. When the NFL says, we're going to need you guys to wear face shields for player safety, and he goes, you know what? I said this, and I made my decision. I'm not playing. I hope he does that. I hope he stands his ground. Because
he ain't doing that.
Oh, you don't think JJ will stand his ground?
No.
If the NFL requires it? They're already requiring fans to wear face masks in the stands if they show up. When they say, JJ, either you wear the shield or you don't play, I hope he goes, you know what? I've made a statement, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Oh, well, that's surprising.
No.
Surprising you think so.
Not surprising in the least. 10 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Lance.
Okay.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.